I want to take a change of tack. And look, this is lighthearted, but I did find it fascinating. A new survey of more than 20,000 adults in the US found that almost half of American men believe they could safely land a commercial airliner if both pilots became incapacitated and air traffic control could talk them through it. All right, men, get your ego out. Do you think you could land a commercial airliner? Now, my wife killed herself laughing with this because I love Flight Simulator. It is great. And I can land planes on Flight Simulator. My argument is if I was put in the situation and had air traffic control talking to me, I'd back myself in. Is it just my ego getting out of control? Let's find out. James Nixon is a former A380 captain. G'day, James.
G'day. Now, listen. About half American men voted for the current president. Shane, are you crazy? What's going on with you? You've been taking those pills again. Now, listen. I think it'd be easy to do if you're a narcissist. If you didn't care about all the people and your family down the back of the airplane, and you could get over the nerves of what you're telling me, what you're going to drag the people out of the cockpit and say, get out of the seat, it's my go, and then you're going to have a go at landing this thing.
In all seriousness, though, James, let's say there was a situation where the two pilots were incapacitated, and we knock on wood and hope that that never happens. But if that was to happen, could someone who isn't trained in flying an aircraft step into the cockpit and be talked through some kind of automation from air traffic control to try and land that jet or not?
I don't think so. But yep. you're talking about someone who's been using Microsoft Flight Simulator like you have. And look, that's a large amount of training that people have done themselves before having a go at this. If I was on the end of the radio and I could talk you down, I would say, turn the autopilot on. Mm. If you couldn't turn the autopilot on, well, then I'm just going to say, well, you're going to fly it yourself for about 3 minutes and have fun doing it, because I think that's as long as it's going to take you to get to the ground. But I think if the autopilot's in, if you've got enough fuel to hang around and stooge around so we can calm you down, sit you in, get you really cognizant with the autopilot by doing some manoeuvres and things like that, then eventually we can set you up to come and do an automatic landing. I think that's possible. But really, we used to do it in the simulator at ANSET. Yeah. We used to take all the sales guys would bring in high-value clients, and they would come in at night time, and we'd do a special thing in the sim, and you get all these guys, and then we'd come and do the Kai-Tak landing in Hong Kong, you know? And these guys are coming off the street, and they're saying, oh, I can do this, it's easy. Well, it is, but we always ended up in the sea because the last 50 feet is the hardest bit.
Do you think, James, most people have the respect for flight crew? And again, I admit I am talking a lot of tongue-in-cheek. I found the stat fascinating that American men thought they could actually land a plane, and I was curious if you could do it with the assistance of air traffic control. But do you think most people fully understand what is required to be a commercial airline pilot?
I don't know. It's not rocket surgery, and it's not a profession. It's like, you know, it's process workers, people who have done the 23 subjects that you've got to know to understand the industry and pass all the exams, and then a huge amount of practice. Because they get pilots from all around the world, from all different cultures, and they all damn pretty work. If you go to Heathrow, you watch them all come in the morning, they're all touching down in the same spot, doing pretty much the same job, and they make these airplanes pretty much foolproof. Otherwise, they couldn't flog them. But really, it's a pretty good job, and it takes a while to learn. But once you're doing it, and you do it regularly, and I'm talking, you know, doing 1,000 hours a year, then you get pretty good at it.
Is it fair to say that you don't know who the best pilots are until something actually happens? Because these aircraft, Airbus or Boeing, are so automated nowadays, but it is for when those computers have an issue that the pilot's skills and flight nous comes to the fore?
Well, a large part of the job is taken over by the AI, the autopilots, but it's the decision-making that makes or breaks a good pilot. And so you're making thousands of decisions. Between here and Sydney, you make about 1,000 decisions, and usually all of them are correct. It's when something comes out of the woodwork at you, and suddenly you realise you've got to deal with something you've never dealt with before. That's why we use simulators. Mm. The best thing about simulators, and it's good for all business and all life, is I've seen this before and I know how it ends. And that's taking the shock value out of 90% of the stuff we see in the airplanes.
So those blokes that reckon they can go up to the cockpit if the two pilots are incapacitated, they might be able to do it, but they need to listen very, very carefully to you on the other end at air traffic control?
Of course not, Shane. They're all dead. And we love that idea, you know. We they're all going to have a great time flying it, but they're not going to live. But, I mean, that was part of the deal, wasn't it? We're going to fly the airplane. They have fun. They're going to try and land it. They'll slide off the runway and kill all their family. It's never going to happen.
But could you do it with the assistance of an actual pilot on the ground if it was to happen, whereby the two pilots are incapacitated, that if I had you on the other end talking me through where the buttons are, the throttle to this point and talk through, because we see it in Hollywood. People think about this kind of thing on a plane. Could it be done with professional assistance from the ground?
It could be, but if you've done your Microsoft Flight Simulator and you knew what the controls were,
yeah.
It would take 20 minutes for most people to work out what the radio is. So,
yeah.
You know, the thing is, if you've done Flight Simulator and you know what the autopilot does, well, then it's easy. But if you've never seen one before, I'm not too sure.
James, it's a fascinating one to just put out theoretically. I appreciate you jumping on this afternoon.
Let's hope it never happens.
100%. 100%. I am more than comfortable down in 26A just getting a Coke and peanuts.
Good idea.
Good on you, James. James Nixon, former A380 captain. I'd love to hear from any pilots too. You know, the kind of the trickiest situation that you have found yourself in. And I've interviewed Richard DeCrepney many times on 3AW, and I'm just in awe of what he was able to do with that QF-32 back in 2008 flying out of Singapore. I mean, the craft of being an airline captain, yes, so much of it is automated now, but it's when things go wrong. But yeah, I must admit, I did have a chuckle when I saw that 50% of American men said with the help of someone on the ground, they believe they could land the aircraft. Note that it was men and not women.